KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 35 degrees. We look for skies to be mostly cloudy today with scattered light rain developing this afternoon, a high around 41, winds east-southeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. A man from Cass County died in a head-on crash Monday afternoon in Adair County. The Iowa State Patrol reports 59-year-old David Pasale of Anita died at the scene of the crash. It happened south of Fontenelle at around 4:50 p.m. Pasale was traveling north on the Fontenelle Road south of 270th Street in a pickup truck when, for reasons unknown, the vehicle crossed into the southbound lane and collided with a 1998 Volvo semi driven by 66-year-old Philip Lundy of Orient. Following the collision, both vehicles came to rest on the road. Lundy, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was transported by Fontenelle Rescue to the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. The accident remains under investigation. A Red Oak woman was arrested today on an assault charge. Red Oak police report 50-year-old Shelby Joanne Oliveras was taken into custody at around 12:20 this morning on a charge of simple assault. Oliveras was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. Well, the latest COVID-19 numbers from the Iowa coronavirus dashboard show that as of 6 a.m. today, there are 572 more positive cases since 10 a.m. Monday, and four more Iowans have died from the virus. The data showed 905,042 tests have been completed to date, with 4,220 results coming back since Monday's report. Negative test results received since yesterday amount to 3,733 for a total since the beginning of the pandemic of more than 795,273, with 478 positive test results coming back from those received over the past 24 hours, or a total of 108,142 for the pandemic. And deaths since the outbreak amount to 1,548. The IDPH says 83,415 Iowans have recovered from the effects of COVID-19. Now, there are three more positive cases of the virus in Cass County, 18 more in Pottawatomie County, 9 additional cases in Adair County, 6 more in Harrison County, and 4 or less additional cases in each of Audubon, Guthrie, Madison, and Shelby counties. You can take a look at the list in the same story on our news page. Hospitalizations in Iowa continue to rise from 480 yesterday to 501 today. Intensive care unit numbers are up from 113 to 122. 71 people with COVID symptoms were admitted to a hospital since yesterday at 10 o'clock, compared to 63 yesterday, and there are 45 patients on a ventilator. Hospitals in western and southwest Iowa report 41 people with the virus or in a hospital facility, compared to 38 yesterday. There are 14 people in an ICU compared to 10 yesterday, and 8 persons in this part of the state were admitted compared to the 6 the previous day. One person remains on a ventilator. Finally, there are 65 long-term care facility outbreaks in Iowa. That's 2 more than reported Monday. IDPH says 1,637 patients and staff of those facilities have tested positive for COVID-19. 665 have recovered, and long-term care facility deaths are up to 776 as of this morning. In an update to our report yesterday, Adair County Auditor Mandy Berg says the Adair County Treasurer's Office is closed through Monday, October 26th, not Wednesday, yesterday, as we are tomorrow, as we mentioned. All driver's license appointments have been scheduled for the remainder of the week. For information regarding motor vehicles, renewing an Iowa driver's license, or registering a vehicle, county residents can visit the DOT's website at iowadot.gov. The drop box, located in the west entrance of the Adair County Courthouse, is still available during business hours from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. for any payments needing to be made. All other offices in the courthouse will remain open and can be reached by phone, email, or by calling the appropriate office when arriving in the courthouse. But again, the Adair County Treasurer's Office is now closed through Monday of next week and not tomorrow, as originally reported. A snow squall hit central Iowa Monday afternoon and created winter driving conditions on the roadways.
Snow squalls are very intense rates of snow, possibly combined with strong winds of 40 miles per hour or more. In this case, it was mainly the really heavy snowfall that fell. It can accumulate very rapidly.
That is National Weather Service meteorologist Jeff Zog, who says they received 9 inches of snow at the National Weather Service office in Johnston, where he works.
The snow squall itself, the most intense part was in central Iowa, basically from Dallas into Jasper counties, but much of central Iowa did receive snowfall.
Zog says snow squalls don't happen that much, and they just recently started out sending out warnings about them.
Not that common. So far, Weather Service in Iowa has only issued 2 snow squall warnings. We started issuing them last year. The other one was in the Iowa City area.
Sog says the snow likely won't be around too long. The exception is in central Iowa, where there was a considerable amount of snowfall, and that may stick around for a couple of days. Sog says the timing of this snowfall is unusual.
Typically, our first 1-inch snowfall in central Iowa occurs right around November 26th, so towards Thanksgiving. So this is pretty early and pretty unusual.
And Monday's snowfall came after snowfall on Sunday across many counties in the north and central part of the state that was reported to be at less than an inch. Some snowfalls from around western Iowa include 0.4 inch 4 miles southwest of Brayton, 3 inches west of Magnolia, 1 inch in Logan, 3.5 inches near Little Sioux, nearly 4 inches south of Logan, 4.5 inches in Harlan, 7 inches in Guthrie Center, 3 inches in Panora, 1 inch in Bagley, and 5 miles northwest of Adel, they picked up 5 inches of snowfall. Here in Atlantic, we just had 0.1 inch of snowfall yesterday, and that was for a very, very brief time. In the funeral announcements, Joyce Mullen Kinzer, age 88, of Lenox and formerly of Corning, died Saturday in Corning. Graveside services for Joyce Kinzer will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Victoria Cemetery south of Messina. Social distancing will be practiced and face masks are recommended. Pearson Family Funeral Service in Corning has the arrangements. Eldon Dawson, age 87, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for Eldon Dawson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Donna Eslick, age 89, of Atlantic, died Friday in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Donna Eslick will be this Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Corrine Eads, age 81, of Adair, died October 9th at Caring Acres in Oneida. Memorial services for Corrine Eads will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair. Hockenberry Funeral Home has the arrangements. Terry Doherty, age 66, of Messina, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Terry Doherty will be on Thursday at 1 o'clock at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church in Wyota. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Gary Parkhurst, age 75, of Elkhorn, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. A family-led graveside service for Gary Parkhurst will be held Thursday at 1:30 at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Kirkman. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan is assisting the family. Gary Reed, age 83, of Stewart, died October 12th at the Stewart Community Care Center. Celebration of life for Gary Reed will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Gary Wilson, age 67, of Manning and formerly of Griswold, died July 9th. Graveside services for Gary Wilson will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Oakwood Cemetery in Lewis. Rican Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Emily Wagner, age 99, of Orient, died Tuesday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Emily Wagner are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. News was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.